call to order the special meeting of the Board of Directors of the Town of Discovery Bay Board Workshop. It's an annual meeting that we have every year, and I would like to have roll call taken, please.
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present.
Perfect. I think we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. I think Carolyn will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
You're picking on me now. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So this is the time for public comments. If there were any members of the public here, they would have an opportunity to speak to up to 3 minutes, but we have no members of the public in the room, nor that have contacted us with any issues that we should discuss, so we will move past public comment. Do I have an agenda, or is it just that one up there? Okay. And so can we scroll down a little bit there? And we're going to move on to presentations, and at this point, I am going to turn this meeting over to staff.
So before we begin, I just want to tell you that it's going to be much like last year, where I'm going to let you read the slides. If you have comments or questions, please ask them. I have all the managers here, with the exception of one, who is very ill. Pulled up her bootstraps and was going to come in, and I told her no, because I don't want all of us to get sick. So that's what we have here. Before we begin, I also want to just say I'm really proud of the work that this staff does. Between the managers from the top down, we did all of this that you're going to see today during a worldwide pandemic. Everybody showed up to work every day. Everybody put in 110% or more. So I just wanted to say thank you to the board for supporting us through the pandemic, and thank you to the managers and to their staff for always being here and working through all these projects. So as you'll see, there's quite a number of slides, and a lot of work was done this year. So thank you. All right, let's move to the first slide. This is the agenda for today. Okay. These are our board of directors.
They look like holograms. How come?
We took that during the pandemic.
Right? I know.
What did you say?
Okay, these are your district representative listing. These are your terms. And we're going to review right now our mission, vision, goals, and values. So please read it and let me know if there's anything that you would like to change. Last year, we added the line champion diversity and inclusion.
Yeehaw.
It was a fabulous idea.
So we did review this last year, and
you did.
Does anybody have anything they'd like to add or review or change at this point? And if not, please take the time to review them when you have a little more time to do that and bring it back. We can always bring it back to a board meeting and have it modified. A little difficult to glance at it probably right now and evaluate. But I know that we went through this fairly meticulously under the guidance of our previous board president. So we can move on.
Okay.
Unless anybody has anything. Anybody have anything? Okay.
Okay. Now we're going to look back at 2021. Now we're going to do this by quarter. So quarter one accomplishments. your resolutions that we approved. Okay. Parks and Landscaping and Administration. These are the two accomplishments that we completed in Q1 of 2021. Yeah.
No, I'm good. Blair, you have anything?
No, okay. All good.
Next, okay. Next slide, please. Second quarter accomplishments. April through June. These are the resolutions that we have approved by the board.
Number one.
That one's coming up again.
I know it is.
That's suggest you move.
These are the parks and landscaping and administrative accomplishments for Q2.
Quarter two of 2021. Wow. Yes. I was right in the height of it on that.
So just an update on the airburner burn box. Bill's team is using that and it's working great. So they're out there, they've got a giant pile of brush and they've been mowing through that brush. So it's been great.
What is the waste? I mean, I know it doesn't 100% Donald. Is there waste? Is there ashes left over?
There are ashes that we mix it with soil.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know if you call that out anywhere, but that's kind of just a cool little fact.
I think that is a very cool fact. I think we should call that out.
Mm-hmm.
It's been working so good, the state fire marshal should.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm. You're using it for, I mean, that's like a 360 repurpose of stuff. It follows everything that our state is trying to do right now.
Where does it go to? What do you do with
the waste? The ash, you can either A, you can spread it in lawns for fertilizer, or B, mix it in with soil for future projects that we may have.
There's enough nutrients left in there to serve.
That's great, really.
Yeah. I got a box of ashes at home. I need to get rid of.
Forestry uses these burn boxes. That's why we purchased it. It's clean burning, and it has a good purpose.
Bill, how do you use it to kind of keep up with the waste?
Well, we're going to try to use it outside of June, July, and August because of the field and the heat, but we've been using it pretty good for the past few months here.
I mean, multiple times a month, or?
It works best if we try to do it like 3 or 4 weeks in a row, and we get another pile in 3 or 4 weeks in a row.
Flare, here. Down.
And actually, it's...
Right here by us. Down.
The amount of piles that we've had there, each...
So how much money have you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. What was that number again?
$1,000 per dumpster to remove the waste, and we probably burnt 20.
So that's like $20,000 that we've saved.
$20,000.
That's fabulous.
It was about 65.
Yeah. So it's going to pay for itself in 3 years, is what you're telling me.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Our backpack will probably do the same if we ever get it. Oh, speaking of back truck, there it is.
Yes, Aaron, you want to give us a quick update on the back truck and the chassis and when it will be delivered?
I spoke to the factory a couple months ago and they said they're hoping May, and then probably up there. And then they sent me just an email 2 days ago confirming that they're going to get the chassis May 27th to actually start the build, as expected to be about 9 months to a year before we get that truck.
To fit it? Really?
Yeah. We consider ourselves lucky because there have been some chassis that have been canceled. So it's been, we are lucky that one our squeak through.
Well, at least we're locked in on the price.
Well, I mean, like, honestly...
That's a good thing?
Just in the industry right now, I mean, the prices have increased probably 5 to 8%, mm-hmm. and there's so many surcharges with steel and freight, and, I mean, I know it seems like it's a really long time, but...
That's what I mean. We're locked in anyway.
We're locked in. The price is locked in. They've built the chassis. Like, I don't... In perspective, I don't think that is a horrible thing. There's stuff that, like you said, have been canceled, and prices have been increased, and they've sat there forever.
I think 20 out of 24 trucks were canceled.
Yeah, I believe it.
Okay, we can talk about it at a wastewater meeting. Okay, thank you. Any other comments on any of the... quarter two accomplishments with regards to water, wastewater? How about finance? That all went pretty smooth. Thank you, Julie. Third quarter.
Okay, third quarter accomplishments. July through September 2021.
We accomplish Ravenswood every quarter we get to charge them something. This is great. The rest of us are living high on the hog.
Next slide, please. Parks and Landscaping Administration.
Call it Frank Morgan of the Ground of Bruce.
We the people.
We the people. So now.
You know we're being recorded.
Yeah, that's right. Frank and I did all the time. Okay, so. Okay, any comments?
Questions? No.
Water, wastewater.
All right.
You know, it's funny to look back at these things and think about how long we talked about them before they get accomplished. These are, anything to do with water, wastewater is a long-term,
yes.
A long-term project. I mean, some of the stuff's been on the, been for years we've been working on these issues.
So we've been moving a lot of these projects forward. But they all need to be done. So.
We, and there's more you guys haven't heard about yet. Okay, fourth quarter. Does that have to go over to the one on the corner of Slacker Park?
Yeah, that's the new port.
That's where it's going to connect to?
Yep.
So that's almost a straight shot, though.
Pretty close.
Well, you want to rent out some property for that station? Okay, so big projects underway. Water, wastewater. Any other comments? Fourth quarter? Pretty cool to look back and see what's been accomplished, you know?
It's kind of cool to see some of the stuff first quarter starting to resolve in fourth quarter, like the bank accounts, the treasury. Like, those are things that you would think would take a lot longer than they have, but it's been accomplished in less than a year. So kudos for making that happen.
Okay. Woo! Pool construction complete.
Yes.
nice text. Some of the stuff I actually remember is fairly recent. Okay, water.
Water, wastewater.
That's crazy. Okay. Any questions? Any comments? Okay.
Finance.
Go ahead.
So we received COVID-19 funding, and I'll let Julie talk a little bit about that. And now her team worked really hard to calculate the funds, receive the funds, and then apply the billing. So, go ahead, Julie.
So we received 100% of what we asked for, and it was for billings that were outstanding during the COVID period from March 2020 to June 2021, which totaled $46,000. It was over 200 customers. My staff had to apply each one of those payments. We had to go back and adjust late charges. That was one of the hooks in the thing. We couldn't charge late charges. And this last week, we did that about a month or two, a couple months ago. This last week, we did the first door hangers and water shutoffs for any of those customers that had a continuing outstanding balance. We took about 70 door hangers, and I believe, was it 26? What was the number that we shut off there? I can't remember it.
18, I think.
It was 18. We ended up shutting off 18 customers and made 17 payment plans. So it did help, and the majority of the customers paid.
How were the door hangers distributed?
Door hangers, Aaron's staff went out.
We did it by hand.
Since you people out and do it.
Personal touch for this.
Good
smile.
But per the regulations, we had to give them a 30-day notice and we followed all of that procedures. And we filed back with the state and filed all the surveys. So the last thing we have to do is they actually paid us more than the $46,000, but some accounts were resolved by the time that I applied and I got the money.
So, I'm sorry, were the door hangers distributed by the people who participated in this program?
This last week they were, yeah, door hangers were just the ones in this program. This was the first month we did water shutoffs for non-payment, and we had two subsets. The first subset was customers who didn't receive any COVID payment and were delinquent in their bills. We did those door hangers. Then the next week we had the subset of people who had received COVID funds that we did for hangers. So we had to keep them separate because they
different eligibilities, obviously, then, right?
Yeah.
Is it income-based?
No.
Nope.
What was the criteria that would differentiate somebody from...
If you had an outstanding balance within those days.
Time frame. Within a specific time frame. So it wasn't random. It was anybody that had an outstanding balance within that time frame. That's where you took that money and you applied it to those...
If you fell outside of that time thing, you're still responsible personally for it, and we still have...
Anything that was balanced before or afterwards.
And we still have issues with those people.
Minimal.
We resolved a lot of them.
So Julie and her team did a really good job. They were on it right away, and so we're in touch with a lot of the other agencies in the area. We received our funds first. We started moving on it first. We applied them first, and we did all our reporting first.
Just as a high-level observation, it sounds like, though, there was a lot of staff time tied up to this $46,000, and I wonder if you looked at it from the outside, you know, are we ahead?
Yeah, we are ahead, because they gave us a 3% admin fee, so we got a little bit to cover it, and we resolved a lot of accounts that we would have been collecting on.
Yeah, and I think the other way to look at it also is we would have had to go through this administrative process even if there wasn't COVID money, because they still owed us money, so they still would have required attention and time and staff time. Not necessarily the accounting part of it is that 3%, but we still have to be hounding these people, we have to contact these people on a regular basis, because the squeaky wheel gets the grease. If we're not asking for it, then they're paying their PG&E or they're paying their utilities or different other utilities or whatever they're paying, car payments, whatever it is. So we would still have to go through, staff time is still going to be used for this, and it's going to be used for this going into the future. I mean, there's going to be people that don't pay their bills.
Yeah, and starting next month, we'll all be on the same schedule because we've got all the requirements, so we'll have 1 week of door hangers and possible, I mean, our goal is to have no shutoffs. We don't want to shut anybody off. We want to get paid. And my staff works really hard. Terry and Tony, everything we can.
Great. Good job. We can just skip this next day.
No, it really shows our efficiency. In one day, we interview.
or it shows her abilities, one or the other, or her talents, right? She wooed us in 24 hours. It was a done deal.
Yeah, speed hiring, yes.
I had a conversation with Dina earlier in the week, and I'm very pleased with the transition. Thanks to Mike for setting some really good guidelines to and administrative policies, but also for hanging around for the transition period. But Dina, I think you've really done a good job in transitioning into your position.
Great, thank you. So I will also let you know, just on the slide, is that I'll be making a decision on the AGM position this week.
That's awesome.
Okay.
That's exciting.
They're great candidates. Both of them are very strong candidates. We were really lucky with that. one has a benefit. So they're amazing. And
well, with the projects that are kind of sitting there waiting to be handled, that you had handled so efficiently when you were in that position, and that we can't really, you don't want to really start them because then you got to pop, they're going to be busy. They're going to be swamped with projects right off the bat, you know, that we want to get accomplished. So it'll be interesting to
see how long it lasts. And that's a testament to management from the top down and from the bottom up. I mean, everybody takes a lot of pride in their work. Everybody shows up, and we work really well together. And that's the great thing about our small organization is we really pull up our boots, pull up our sleeves, and just dive in.
That's wonderful.
It's a great team. So.
And really, you guys have almost been working consistently one staff person down for one reason or another. You know, so you've been a little behind in your ability to...
A little through, but we...
Yeah.
And that is because of the work.
So that turns us to the next page, which is staffing.
It is. So, you can see we've got Anthony, which he's doing a great job at. Well, I think we're all very happy with him.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
he's awesome.
Organized, it's neat, it's clean. He's training his staff how to do things and take the leads on things. So, I think we've all been very happy.
Kind of a quiet storm. He makes things happen, but you really don't hear it happening, you know?
He does, Jericho joined Aaron's team, so I think he's doing a great job. I haven't heard any complaints, so he seems to be working well and just fitting right in. Janie, she and Monica hired her to work at the community center, and so we're going to start working on some different things with her. Board clerk position remains open, so we have Adrian taking that seat right now, so... Welcome.
Thank you, Adrian.
And then I talked to a couple people, but I would like to consider adding a new position. Because these projects are nonstop, and they're not going to stop in the foreseeable future, I would like to hire an accounting project analyst, somebody to be very detail-oriented and monitor the projects, be a financial person, be a help to Aaron and his team. So that's something I'm thinking about.
Okay. How soon are you going to be? You have to get together with a couple of committees to move that forward, or how soon is that going to be?
I would love to have it start at least in July, so I can start thinking about the process and how I want it to look. So we'll probably be ready to do it the next time. Maybe not in April, but definitely.
And when do you think you're going to have a decision on the
AGM?
Yeah.
Tomorrow. So I think I have the
because.
With
the ad hoc committee starting, which they'll probably be involved in some other, there's a lot of things that are almost ready to kick off.
Yeah, so if I make a decision tomorrow, that person and I will have a conversation about, you know, if they're interested in the position, we'll offer the job, and then they probably need some time to, you know, maybe 2 to 3 weeks, they need to do their drug test, they need to do their background check, and all of that stuff, so that takes about 2 to 3 weeks.
Are they currently working?
They're all working.
Okay.
Yes, and so then they need to give notice, and I believe they'd like to give about 3 weeks' notice because of their positions that they have now. So we're looking mid to end of May for them to be on board.
Okay.
He's happy.
Nice taste that salt in
here. Yeah.
And, he's all, woohoo, I'm out of here.
Week with
sure. At least.
Trying to catch him up as best I can.
Next
slide, please.
Maintained our status.
We did, and we're going to continue to do that. So we have until 2024 to take the test. So probably about 23, that entire year, are going to be doing the program and studying. And
Oh, that's right. You have to do it now because you. That's right. That's the same thing you and Helmick did, right? Brian Helmick had to go through. He never finished it?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it doesn't matter now.
What was the test you took at the...
That's
it.
It
was the special district, the certified special district manager.
Did Rick do that? I think he did.
No, Southern California.
So let me... That brings up... A question I had is the CSDA talked about having, are we going back to having some sort of a Have they given us a date yet for a conference?
I think we're starting again in May, and then I believe the in-person annual one is in September.
And do we know it's Northern or Southern California? Have they said where it's going to be yet?
Because I know it bounces around each
year. Yeah, some Monterey or Palm Springs typically.
Yeah.
Well, it was in Monterey last, even though COVID hit.
Probably Southern
so
California.
So probably be Palm Springs, I guess.
Maybe.
September, wow. Tough month. Okay. What's that?
You can tell
it's optional.
I don't know why everybody's on me about this. We've got a house in Palm Springs. It's fine.
Is that an invitation for all?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you're going to land in the right place based on that picture, to be honest with you.
Yeah. All right, so I just wanted to pop this in there. This is a project that's a long overdue, and I'm proud to present it here. We are finally done. We are just waiting for umbrellas. And so when those come in, we're going to put out the lawn chairs, we're going to pop in the umbrellas, we're going to do a drone flyover.
That looks
so good.
So much better than it used to.
It looks really good.
It looks so much better than it used to, even. I mean, it's the same old pool, but it.
Hi, baby.
Well, you can go pick the lunch that bought all the umbrellas and.
Okay, next.
Okay, so the current projects that we're working on and ongoing projects. So as you know, with the projects here in the town, they usually are quick projects. They span over multiple years. So.
Are we still at one for the...
Yeah, I was just going to ask the same question.
Two look really good.
How many do we need total?
12.
So we're a third of the way there.
What?
Yeah, Cynthia Coates is actually the swim coach for the and we have her as our pool supervisor, so she's going to start pulling off some of her kids.
That's great.
Cool. Asking them for summer jobs. So.
Do you know if she ever got anybody up with Las Madonnas to see if any of the college kids want to be involved? I suggested that to her.
Okay. But I will all confirm.
Did we talk about, I missed this.
We talked about it in Parks and Rec.
Oh, will that be shared soon? Next meeting, maybe? Cooper Drive enhancements?
Yes, we are bringing that to the Finance Committee meeting. We did have great. I thought
I must have had one of those moments. Totally missed it. Okay.
Yeah, so we brought it to Parks and Rec. They made some suggestions. We're going to bring it to the Finance Committee meeting for to ask for
excellent.
Some funds.
That's great.
Will it come with some, so we have something to see, some rendering or something?
Yep.
A drawing, Stickman or something?
Stickman.
Yeah, he had that whole
I'm sorry, stick people.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He did have
I wasn't signed for that.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to bring forward.
Stick dogs.
Some good news I do want to share. It might be a little premature, but the core that we're working with actually has a, what is the size of the shade structure?
I don't know the size, but it's a $40,000 somewhat new shade structure that
they're going to donate to us. So
that's great.
Conservation Corps that we're working with that works with us.
Okay.
So they're going to do that. They also receive grant monies, and so with some of the organizations they work with, they can utilize those grant monies for projects.
Oh, good. So raise our hands. Raise our hands.
So where's the shade structure supposed to go?
We don't know. So they've offered it to us that they would like to give it to us, and so Bill and I have been talking about different places to put this shade structure. So whether it's here or a seating area at Cooper Drive or the basketball courts at Cornell, so we're still bouncing around some ideas, and we'll be bringing them to Parks and Rec.
That's awesome.
That's
can
interesting.
Can you say the structure 10 times
quickly? Now it'll probably come out all.
Okay, moving on to. Some of the
so
stuff.
As you see, the Water and Wastewater Committee showed pictures of the digest pond that was completely repaired and rebuilt and the riprap installed, and the new dredge that we purchased was finally installed with all the correct hoses and machine and then the equipment that they purchased.
That's awesome.
Okay.
They started digging the third pit yet? They have, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I got to get over there.
It's almost completely formed in dirt, and it has not been cemented yet.
Okay. I got to get over there.
Manhole repairs. We just sent out notifications to all the residents on Cherry Hill and Wayfair Court to let them know that the project is going to be starting on the 28th. Is that correct, Karen? Yep. It shouldn't disrupt their driveways or driving. Everything's going to be done in the manhole, but there will be flaggers out there to help because every manhole has a little, it's kind of mobilized when you get there. So we have flaggers in place.
Next wastewater, water wastewater meeting, I want to talk about odors at plant one so I understand that better.
You want to talk about what?
Odors at plant one. I played golf with a guy who lives in the very first house by the gate in Cherry Hills.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that big Rottweiler.
Okay.
Nice guy. And then his mom lives at the other end on hole 15, the par 5. And there's definitely difference on who smells what, and I just want to understand it. So when they confront me with it, so can we have a discussion on that?
Where?
You feeling needy, Carolyn, right
yes.
now?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Is she helping you out there?
She
okay.
Any other questions?
I think it's we have a lot of projects in water and wastewater, but I think this year we've seen a lot of stuff that's like come up that were big things that we needed to fix, like the digest pond, the dredge, and I think Aaron and his team has done a nice job of kind of pivoting and making sure that those things are taken care of and have done it seamlessly. So kudos to you for managing those and taking them on and making sure that we're doing good on top of everything else that we're doing.
Yeah. Aaron also informed me today that we were getting 780 Orion breeders finally. So remember,
yes.
That was
oh, yeah.
a long time ago.
Good.
So we're getting about 780 delivered shortly, so that will be his team to be going out there and plugging those in.
Well, so, are we replacing ones that are not working, or is there areas that didn't ever get them?
These were the Orion breeders that we purchased. They came to us to extend their warranty because they were shutting down the 3G cellular.
Mm-hmm.
And so they offered them at half the price.
I remember.
Mm-hmm. We purchased them, I think, in May or June of last year, and because of delays and everything, we haven't received them. I've been keeping in contact. They just sent me a confirmation that they shipped within the week. So I'm expecting them early April.
Not for you.
You just hope the warranty starts from the install.
Right? Not when you bought them.
Yeah. The warranty is from when you ordered them 3 years ago. Oh, it's
yeah.
not a warranty.
Yeah. I'm sorry your warranty sucks. Yeah.
But are you replacing units that are not working now, or?
They're working. It was kind of a catch-22 because they were working, and I expected them to be showing up a little sooner than normal, so we framed it and pulled a couple. So those didn't have endpoints on them, so we're going to put the endpoints on those first. These endpoints just have 3G cellular that they're sunsetting. So if the 3G tower goes down, then they're going to put them all over there.
Is there a certain area that's interrogated that the all predominantly going to?
What's that?
Is there a certain area that predominantly the all of you guys are going to?
Not really, because these were, from when we first started putting these in, they were all 3G, and then when we did the meter project, we got pinpoints to be running meters with them, and then about halfway through that project, they upgraded from 3G to 4G. So really only, I'd say, 1/6 of the 7 days will not be affected.
But how do you know which? But how do you know what the 1/6?
The order of the project that we did the meter installations.
Okay. You next show, obviously.
Did you want us to do better?
No, but they were also purchased as backup though too. We knew that we got a deal on them purchasing, so when because we know we've got 6,500 of them out there. They're going to have to replace them from time to time. So now we have back stock that we can, as they fail, we can replace them and they'll work with our system. Wasn't that part of the thing?
Okay.
Okay. Great.
Next slide, please. Okay.
James Bond.
Okay, so Julie and I have a bond meeting today. It's very exciting. We are going on March 30th to Standard & Poor's for our rating. It's our credit rating. When we did our original bond, we had never borrowed money before. We had a double A minus rating, which is really good. By 2017, we made new processes in place, new policies, and we upped our rating to a double A. So that is exceptional for a district of our size. The highest rating is a triple A. That's almost impossible to acquire. So we're going to try to keep, we are doing our best to keep our double A rating. So we have a meeting with them on, like I said, on the 30th, and we're also going to be bringing our bond books and our bond presentation to the April 6th Finance Committee meeting so that you are our first look at see what we're hoping working on, and then we'll move to vote for approval after that. We're hoping to close the bond by May 19th or 20th, is that correct? It's moving fast and vigorous, and
you need to push.
I've read a bond book. It is mind-numbing, and it is a lot of work. And we have great consultants. I think we've both been very happy with those consultants. They are super attentive, probably more so than the bond team that I've worked with. So they've been amazing.
Yeah, I just like to highlight something that staff read every page, every sentence of this stuff, and we actually found stuff in there. So staff is really doing due diligence on it.
Yeah.
I just would, for obvious reasons, push on this. The sooner we can get the bond signed, and there's probably going to be 3 interest rate bumps in this year.
Yep.
At quarter each time, and so the sooner we get signed up, the better off we are.
Yeah, we're moving very aggressively, as fast as we can. So great job to Julie. She did a great job of getting all the numbers to them, getting all the tables sent to them. We also just filed our, or we just finished with Urban Future to file our bond financials with the Emma. So that'll be done by next week.
Great.
And the background check for our bond compliance came back with
yes.
No check marks. We're good.
That's good.
Okay. Next slide.
Well, it should never be a problem, because if we ever need, you know, whatever, if we need another bond, or we just hit Ravenswood with the fees, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just sure.
I mean, they need to
care,
they're pretty sure. All right, moving on. Okay, so this is the one good news for Ravenswood, just for you, is that Bill is on that fence line. So he is doing that fence line for you, and before he hired the board to do that.
For us.
Okay?
I know we skipped over this staff slide, but Bill, I you know, kudos to you. I think, you know, since you become a board, 90-day difference in this community. Your enthusiasm is definitely 1,000% greater than the last individual. And keep using this stuff. And
yeah, I think it took, one of your guys, how many days or hours? So he went 3 emergency the entire town. Mm-hmm. So 3 weeks. The entire town, so we're crossing our fingers that the good stuff works. We've got, we hired a chemist to, you know, test our soils and get us the great chemicals to keep those things at bay.
All right, let's look ahead.
Looking ahead, finance projects, town treasury. So everything was completed on our end. We're now just waiting for the county to, we're at Julie. I touch his face with him every week because I'm not sure okay, when it's going to happen. We're just waiting for our funds now. So, as soon as we get those, we'll be on our own. Bond refunding. So the earliest we can refund is in September. So we're going to start looking at that and see if it makes sense. Now that interest rates are climbing, it might or might not. We don't know. But we're going to look at that. Okay.
Taking bets on that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Next slide, please. Okay. That's that.
Well, I think we've had good input along the way, but I would ask if the board has any general comments or specific comments they want to make about the presentation, any future, I won't call them future agenda, future thoughts or desires or wishes in the upcoming year that you want to see accomplished that maybe we haven't addressed. Like for me, it was let's get an idea of where we're going to go with the new office building. Let's see if we can do the research on that. I was out in the view of what my particular desire was. Does anybody have anything else that they want to ask staff to look at or have the board, you know, consider with you with regards to projects? The texting project, another great project that you guys got accomplished, which I think is great.
You did so much on that.
Carolyn, that was a great idea.
I got to talk to the newspaper.
Thank you.
What I would love if, and I know it's a pain and nobody likes to do it, but I would love so much, every time I come into one of these meetings, I always hear something that I think, well, that's really cool. I wish I'd known that when I thought all of you guys didn't do anything. You know how it goes. So what I would love to see is if maybe out of each of your different teams, they pull together something that they've accomplished and then what that means. So if I was doing one for the board, we all took a million hours of CSDA training, and that got us the distinction, you know, one of the other things, which then translates into discounts here and this here. You mentioned the accounting with the credit rating. What does that mean? It means that we get better rates. We get, you know, these things. The pre-emergent stuff, what does that mean? It means that we'll spend much less money on manual pulling of weeds. And we can take those little tidbits of information and include those in communications that go out just every now and then, even to the water bill or something.
I think that's a great... I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
I think that is a fabulous idea. I would like to even maybe take it one step further and come up with some sort of a template that... it would be great to do it monthly. I know how busy everybody is, at minimum quarterly, to say, this month we did, you know, this project, that project, and landscaping, you know, and blah, 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 and next we're going to start working on. And it can be bullet points, it can be, you know, a short pair, but, you know, send, you know, updates from the CSD, and especially, you know, all landscaping, we're always, well, what's next, and... And that would be great to know. And then at water, wastewater, you know, write it out so people can, you know, understand it. And, but, you know, your point right now about the ash and the soil, I mean, that's, we need to toot our own horn, you know, and just all the wonderful things that are being done. So.
People that do good work don't typically tell people that they've done good work.
Yeah. Well, and I think we've done a nice job of really getting out in the social media and starting to do a little bit more of that. I think everything that Michael, Carolyn, and Kevin have said are valid points. I think tuning those horns and putting some of that stuff out, I mean, again, our community lives in various different time frames, and not all of them are listening to our meetings, but those are really cool things to know and understand as a community member, even if they're small little tidbits. I'd like to echo what Kevin said about, or President Graves said about the office buildings and stuff like that. I think that's something that we really need to kind of put the gas on and kind of figure out what we're doing. I think it's important that when we kind of come up with an idea of what we're doing, that we at some level get some input from the community about maybe not necessarily the office buildings, but the community center and what that looks like, so we can be informed when we're making those decisions as a board. So similar to forums like what we did for Clipper Drive, I think even though we didn't get that grant, it's definitely influenced you, Bill, on how we're going to kind of fix that up and what kind of monies we need to do that. I think we need to be conscientious and keep pushing to do the community involvement, because I think it's gotten a lot better.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And speaking of Clipper, another suggestion would be, I know we had, you know, our plan was like this, and now we've, you know, down because we didn't get the grant. But when you're going through and the finance committee is looking at everything, deciding what we can do, can we say, okay, these are the five items that we'd like to do, and possibly let's go out and ask for donations, you know, a bench that says this is in memory of, you know, Joe Jones, whatever the case may be. I don't really know Joe Jones, but...
he was a good guy, I remember.
Okay, but you used to golf with him, right?
I think Bill has already done that. It just hasn't been presented to the board as a whole. He's done a nice job of presenting that to the Parks and Rec Committee, and I think we've given him direction on
that's great.
What our thoughts are, and then it will go to finance and then come to the board, correct?
So...
Excellent.
And I'm sure that... And even though we didn't get the grant, we got good community input.
Yeah.
We could still incorporate mm-hmm. some of those ideas, mm-hmm. whether it be get somebody from the school to do something as an artwork or whatever those ideas were that came about through that process, we can still incorporate mm-hmm. into it to show that we are listening to the community, because that's we do want their input. We do want it to do those arts. I think what's important, though, in the communication is to keep it pretty basic, too, because I'm telling you, the majority of people I talk to have no idea what this board does. They don't realize mm-hmm. that we're really a water district.
Yeah.
We really are a water district. And they don't know this, and they don't understand what it takes to, you know, what kind of unfunded mandates we work under on a constant basis.
Yes.
And the maintenance that's involved. I was the same guy I was talking to. I says, hey, remember when we did those manholes out in front of your house? He goes, yeah. I go, that stuff, it's got to be done again. That was like 10 years ago. And it's just so corrosive that... if you don't stay on top of this stuff, it's just unbelievable. And so people really don't know, but it seems like when you talk to them, they do seem somewhat interested in what we have. But that communication at a very basic level, you know, because otherwise they're going to go, well, I didn't even know you did that.
Brought something else up to me. I think we've done a nice job of starting to get more involved with the various committees in the county and stuff like that. I would like to see if we can get the county to engage with us a little bit more. Somehow, at least we're showing we're trying, right, as a board, of, hey, we invited so-and-so to come to this event. We invited them to come to this meeting. You know, I think if we can show that we're trying, that's huge.
Dina and I have already spoken about that a little bit, and we are going to engage Leah's replacement, Don Morrow, the best we can, introduce ourselves to her, invite her to maybe have lunch with us or something, so she can understand the importance of her role. Because
mm-hmm.
with Leah gone, it's going to be a little, she's an advocate. She, you know, she goes back a couple of supervisors. And so I think Dina and I have already discussed making sure that she understands the importance of including us in the processes of things. At mm-hmm. a very early basis, because the departments are a perfect example of how word gets out really quickly to the community, and then all of a sudden it becomes a distorted
mm-hmm.
deal. We go from 170 units to 300 units.
Right.
On land that still belongs to the original owner. So, you know, we are going to increase that relationship, actually.
Mm-hmm.
COVID kind of put a clamp on things. But Mike had a great relationship with Leah, too, so that helped also. But with Leah gone, it's going to be an adjustment period for us to make sure we get the things we need from the county.
The only thing I'd like to see us either move forward with or officially say, no, we're not moving forward, the overlay. And we spent a lot of money, at least the first year I joined, and with the consultants in Southern California, and nothing's really kind of seemed to come out of that. Oh, did you die from
that?
Oh.
What are we talking about?
I don't know what
Oh.
In that case.
It wasn't beneficial, and the finance committee decided to do
that.
Oh.
All
that. Good to know.
That was a plan that was not going to work, unfortunately. Just to go back to Dawn for a moment, I want to make so the one interesting thing about having Dawn Morrow now is she's actually sits on the board of Iron House Sanitation District. So she's a board member of
mm-hmm.
a water district. And so that should help her understand what our needs are.
Yeah. Sounds great. That was a wonderful presentation. Thank you all.
Okay.
Thanks for all
well,
you.
Thank you, staff.
Yeah,
great job, everybody. Maddie, thanks for your quick-footedness. You're running around from two or three different positions right now, but we appreciate that. I just want to say to the board members, as a courtesy to staff, as they work through their things that Maddie's having to pick up now because we don't have a board, what do we call her? Board representative or board, yeah. Respond quickly when you can to the staff if they ask us for stuff like, for instance, our expense reports. Let's respond with those back as quickly as possible, because Maddie's trying to meet a deadline to get Julie to be able to cut a check, and so the more we can do to get back to them in a timely fashion on those kind of things makes their job a little easier, because otherwise it just piles up things that haven't got accomplished on their desk. So let's make sure as a board that we're responsive. I'm guilty as charged. Sometimes it sits in the email, you know, but let's try to respond to that as quickly as we can to make sure that, because I think that after a certain period of time, if you don't turn in an expense report, we're just going to figure you forfeited your stipend for the month, so.
There you go. Yeah, give everybody
We've
2 hours.
We've done that before.
If you don't answer within 2 hours, hey, you know. So,
anyway, it would be helpful to staff. We make sure that we also do what we can to help them have an easier time at their job. Anyway, that's all I got. Anybody else have anything?
Kevin?
I will adjourn the meeting.